So our listener, Lynn, caught between the advice of her therapist and her pastor. They're recommending completely different courses of action. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I know everyone always says this when they write in for group therapy, but I love this show.
Oh, thanks.
I remember calling into the show back in the day to request the Backstreet Boys LOL.
Yes.
So if you can, please keep me anonymous. Call me Lynn. Got it.
Got it.
I know my fiance doesn't listen, but I don't want this to get back to him. I'm really nervous sending this to you all and getting advice from strangers. Here we go. I've been with my fiance for over a decade. We've been engaged for a long time as well. Don't have kids. He's super supportive. We have a really good relationship. We've had a couple of tough patches, though, because of some decisions I've made. I've stepped out on my relationship twice with a guy who I trusted and thought was a good friend.
Oh.
A little earlier this year, a guy at church showed some interest in me. We exchanged numbers, even though I told him I was engaged. We did hang out a couple of times and texted, and he kissed me a week after we exchanged numbers, but ultimately he stopped talking to me a few months ago.
Okay.
I say all of this because in the last few months, I've been questioning if I'm ready to get married. My fiance and I have set a few dates, currently have a date for later this year. Part of me, though, is saying that I have a great man that I'm with, and being married to him is the right decision.
Okay.
But the other part of me wonders if I'm in the right position to get married and if I'm right, if I'm with the right person.
Okay.
So I'm in therapy. We recently sat down with our pastor to have this conversation, and my fiance and I have sat down to talk to each other as well. He and I both know that we need to improve our spicy life. I guess my question is, has anyone been in this situation and had a positive outcome? I think I just need some good advice on how to go forward. My therapist and our pastor have two different opinions.
Okay.
My therapist thinks I need to break up with my fiance.
Yeah.
Our pastor thinks I need to work on forgiving myself for the past and get married to my fiance.
Okay.
Thank you in advance for all your advice and from the advice of listeners.
Can you do both?
I'm sorry, but what?
Can you do both?
Get married and not get married? I'm confused.
No. Work on forgiving yourself.
Yes.
And delay. I don't think in the moment you're ready to get married. Because,
no.
Because if you keep having these slip-ups, then it's almost like you keep searching for that thing that you're missing from your own relationship.
Right.
Right.
And the fact that you guys have been together for a long time already, and you're still not there might be telling you all you need to know.
Yeah. I mean, it almost sounds like you have been in this relationship because of convenience for a long time.
And it's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's what you know.
It's comfortable. It's what you know. You know this person.
Yes.
You trust this person. You know, I don't think you're ready in this moment to get married.
I think my instinct is telling me, just from what you've given us, that if you don't know by now, then maybe he's not the right one.
I don't know. And that can be, and you know, probably what you're experiencing is you are scared to take that leap into the unknown of
it feels permanent.
Yeah.
And if you've already had temptations that you've taken,
that you've acted on, and
And then that's, you know, when you get married, that's supposed to shut down.
It's supposed to. Doesn't always for everyone.
Right. But then have you thought about, too, can you envision your life without your fiance?
Okay.
And if you feel like you'd be okay, then that might tell you something, too. But if you can't picture your life growing old with someone and that's the face you see in your mind, then that should tell you something, too, that, yes, that is the right person and you need to commit. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
You got me.
Did you get choked up on the commitment level?
Yeah, you. Woo, you. Kelly, I'm just moved so much. Sorry.
It was profound what I said, yes. But you, I get you've got a pastor and you've got a therapist, two very trusted people in your life that are on very different sides of this. And so I understand the confusion.
502-795-1997. Would love to hear people who've been in this situation. What road did you take? How did it work out for you? You can send a voice note. You can call. You can text. Want to hear those stories, okay?
Yes.
That is group therapy. We'll do that on the way next. So our listener, Lynn, is engaged. It's 99.7 DJX. However, she's had a couple
missteps,
yes, in her past. Kind of wondering if her fiance, who she's been with for over a decade, is her person still. Therapist says no. Pastor says yes.
Forgive yourself, marry this man.
Yes. So now she's caught. What does she do?
Yeah, Melanie says if you have to ask if you're ready to be married, then you're not ready.
Hmm.
When you meet the right person, you're not going to question if you're ready. It could be that simple.
Yeah. Yeah. Sarah on Facebook, you've already stepped out 2.5 times. Clearly, you don't see him as your person.
Yes.
Sarah says it's okay not to be ready to get married.
Yes.
And it's okay not to be engaged.
Right.
You recognize you are not ready, so trust your gut.
Yep. Carly on Facebook, I think it's a good thing that you're in therapy, and I hope you continue with that. With every fiber of my being, though, I do not believe you should get married. You shouldn't even be engaged. It sounds like you have very little self-control. That's not going to go away just because you're married. So if you want to live the single life and date around, then do that. Just don't keep someone on a leash while you do that. That's the thing. As a lot of people are pointing out, say, listen, if you don't know if he's the right person, that's okay, but that should tell you all you need to know. And also let your fiance go so that he can find someone who knows instantly.
Yeah, and that can be scary, especially if you've been with that person for as long as you have.
Right,
it's comfortable. It's what you know.
Yes, and I shouldn't say instantly. You don't know instantly, but they should know, like, without a doubt, once you get to the point of talking about marriage, you should know.
Because the last thing you want to get yourself into is a marriage of convenience.
Yes, 100%. And Sue wrote in and said on the text line, I've been in this situation. Very similar. Dated a guy for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. Wanted to get married. Mm-hmm. However, there just wasn't the spicy spice, as she called it. That was one thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That Lynn said was lacking.
Lacking.
Like, he's a total great guy, stable relationship. It was just a little lacking in the spicy spice. That guy absolutely was a wonderful man, never did anything out of line. He was great to me. My friends loved him, but I wasn't completely into him because of the spice. I think sometimes when you say someone's a great guy or girl, there's a but to follow.
Oh.
Don't ignore the but.
Don't ignore the butt.
Yes.
I live my life like that.
Yes. And, you know, Stacey's the therapist. She said, let that man go. Find someone who truly loves him and wants to share a life with him and only him.
So this
You're not ready.
So this is tough. And this is obviously something that you ultimately will have to decide on your own.
Yes.
But a majority.
Yes.
Of the people who, including myself and Kelly and the Peanut Gallery, are all kind of saying, hey, your therapist is kind of onto something.
Right. Yeah, 100%. If you are ready and know that this man is your future, then you won't have any inclination to be
You don't want to be like, well, we've been together this long, might as well get married. It seems to be the right thing to do. But obviously, there, you know.
Well, I feel like, too, the fact that you have been together so long and still haven't taken that step should tell you.
You're just kind of kicking the can down the road and still trying to make sure.
Yes, at this point, you should be ready and be like, yes, this is the man I can't live without and I want to spend the rest of my days with.
Right.
Period, full stop.
That's easy for us to say. Obviously, that's going to be hard for you to actually do and practice, but maybe sometimes letting go is an opportunity for you to rebuild. And
it's and hard
your
to walk
to
away from something that's been comfortable and constant all this time.
All right.
Like that is not easy to walk away from. And I know, you know, your head is telling you he's a good guy. He's a why do you not? And it's hard when your heart is telling you, but not fully.
Are we allowed to still quote R. Kelly? Or is that
my
a no?
My mind's telling me no, but my body.
But my body, body's telling me yes.
I feel like it's off limits. It's been tainted.
All right, fine.
But yes.
We can no longer quote R. Kelly. Fine, we won't.
Dang
but anyways, that's what we think. I mean, we feel for you.
Yeah, and maybe, hopefully, hearing from a bunch of outsiders looking in might help give you some clarity and just kind of put it in simpler terms, because you've been wrestling with the emotions of it. Mm-hmm. We are not. So hopefully you can take this and it'll give you a little clarity on what you should do.
All right, good luck.
Yeah.
Let us know what happens.
Yes.
That's group therapy.